Okay, we're on the record.
All right. I am Ralph Pittman, Chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. I'd like to call this meeting of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives to order. It is now 8:36 a.m. on November 13th, 2025. This meeting is conducted electronically and is anchored in room 402 of the Heber Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meetings law. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The recording and approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. The following board members are in attendance. Ralph Pittman, here. Cheryl Stedman?
Here.
Shane Yardley?
Here.
Wendy Russin?
Here.
Curtis Nielsen?
Here.
Derek Bradley?
You're on mute.
You're on mute, Derek.
Sorry, try this again. Here.
The following board members are absent. Gavin Hutchinson is excused. Erica Nelson, excused. The following individuals representing DOPL and the Department of Commerce are in attendance. Jeff Buchan.
Here.
Kelly Ariola.
Here.
Sharon Bennett.
Here.
We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask for all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices to be turned off or changed to silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless speaking. If you are a guest joining via video or by phone, please enter your name in the chat box and state your name before speaking for the record. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda. The first item I have on our agenda is review and approval of our minutes from our meeting of October 9th. Has everybody had a chance to review those? Are there any changes that anybody noted that needed to be made to the minutes? Seeing nothing, no motions or anything for changes. This is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting of October 9th, 2025 as presented to the board. Is there a second of the motion?
This is Cheryl Stedman. I will second the motion.
Cheryl seconds the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Any abstentions? The motion passes unanimously. Next item on our agenda is the legislative and environmental scan. Jeff, do you have anything to present to the board?
I do not at this time.
All right. The next item on our agenda is discussion of board chair and assistant chair discussion. For that. So it's that time of year again for us to look at the chair for our board and our co-chair. Is there anybody who would be interested in either of those positions?
I would be willing to do the co-chair position.
All right. I mean, I would be willing to continue on as chair, but I'd want to give my rest of my board members an opportunity to do that as well. So, is there Anybody else who's interested in either chair or co-chair position for the board at this time? All right. With the information that's been presented, is there, I mean, can we, Jeff, can we go ahead and make a motion and vote on the, on our chair positions at this time, or do we need to wait till next month?
I would go ahead and nominate a chairperson and then vote on it, and then nominate an assistant and vote on it. So.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any motions in regards to position for the chair of the board?
So this is Cheryl Stedman. I'll make a motion that that Ralph Pittman be appointed chair of the board of nurse midwife of nursing and nurse midwives.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. There's been a motion to appoint Ralph Pittman as the chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. Is there a second?
Shane Yardley, I'll second.
Shane Yardley seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. And this is Ralph Pittman. I make a motion to appoint Shane Yardley as the co-chair for the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. Is there a second of the motion?
This is Curtis. I'll second.
Curtis seconds the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you to Ralph and Shane for agreeing to serve. I really do appreciate your both of your leadership and the board overall. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Jeff. I have definitely learned a lot more in the past year than I thought I knew from being on the board. The next item of business on our agenda is the required annual open and public meetings act training. I overlooked it when I looked at Kelly's email, but Kelly did send the link in her email for our meeting for today out with that. So if you have not completed that, if everybody can have that done by our next board meeting next month, that would be appreciated. Once you've completed it, you don't need to send an email to Kelly telling her that you've completed it. They're able to run a report to see who has or who's not completed. Is that correct, Kelly?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, it would be wonderful
if you sent me an email saying it's done.
Okay. Yeah. Strike that back. If you completed it, send Kelly an email letting her know that you have completed that required training.
And I know Derek has already completed his.
So a lot of us completed it last year when the new board was convened. So if you can't find it in the email Kelly sent out, just send her a message and she can help you resend the link to you on that. And it looks like our next item on our agenda, where it's not scheduled till 9 for our first informal adjudicative proceeding for Ms. Wheatley. On that, has everybody had an opportunity to go and review the information that has been uploaded for us to review for each of the hearings today? All right. As I'm showing, it is 8:45 a.m. right now. Let's go off the record. Everybody, please be back on at around 8:55 so that we're all present and we can be ready to go at 9 o'clock when the state comes in. Yes, Jeff, Kelly.
Hey, it's Sharon. Hey, I just wanted to make sure everyone is seeing a little bit on spectrum of what I've started doing. When you go on to, you'll see you have your own folders, which right now are all zero in there because we are not having any probationers meeting. But if you look below, you'll see current active probationers. I'm starting to create files on each one of them. So even when they, so for example, if you meet with somebody that comes in with the board and you kind of want to take a look at their evaluation, even though it might have been 2 years ago, but you just want to look at that, you can click on the plus next to their name and you'll see stipulation, evaluations, you'll see their essays, and even I'm going to put in there their previous board meeting packet. Of course, you'll see that's not all in there. You'll see the list of the names of the probationers started, but this is something that I'm working on so everyone can have a bigger picture when they meet. So I just kind of wanted to bring that up today. And then on the lower end, you'll see any public reprimands that we currently have. And then you'll see reports on the bottom. So this way you can always go back on any information on the probationer. Or you can look at any other reports that you might need. Just wanted to kind of throw that in there. And I appreciate you guys, so thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. I saw that last night when I was looking and I saw the list of probationers. I'm like, we can't have that many probationers. That seems awful small. So that explains it, Sharon. Thank you.
What you'll see is the current active probationers, but then on the top, you'll see it reads, I asked them to change it. It says all upcoming board meeting documents. So when you look in the all upcoming board meeting documents, that will be in that section will be what you're reviewing for this or the very next board meeting. So when there's no notice of agency actions, you'll just go into your file and you'll see all the documents that you are needing in your file. So just a little update.
Thank you, Sharon. Does anybody have any questions for Sharon in regards to the new process that she's trying to update for us all to have access?
Hey, this is Wendy Russ, and I just wanted to say nice work on all that. It's nicely organized. I like it. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Wendy.
All right. If nobody else has any comments, let's go off the record at this time. It's 8:48. Everybody, please be back at 8:55. Thank you.